This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 9. 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to see Leon Bridges.
This is the acoustic version.
I was going to say, this sounds a little just beautiful.
This is what I think you might see if you see him live.
Mm.
Do you think we'll see him live?
Oh, I hope so. I hope we see him live. He's performing September 7th. That's a Friday night at the Greek in Berkeley. And if you're calling number 9 right now, we have a pair of tickets for you. 800-400-3697. Johnny Mosey sitting in for Vinny this week. Vinny had his baby. Little Edie Rose got here on Sunday, and so he's off for the rest of this week and all of next week. And then I think next weekend is Labor Day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're off that Monday. He'll be back that Tuesday.
Right. My brother's moving here any second.
This weekend?
This weekend.
Oh.
Although they may not get here until... I'm super scared, man. But they may not get here until Monday.
Is he staying with you for a while until they figure it out?
Cool. Yep. Him and his wife. And
that's awesome.
And the Koyuchi sheets.
Mm-hmm. I might give them the crappier sheets.
So,
keep the Koyuchis for myself.
Yeah.
Her brother's looking for a job as a computer programmer.
Have we gotten him anything? I feel like we've given him lots of leads.
Yeah, no, Hooman is all over it.
I'm going to need some help.
This part of the show, The Celebrity Trash, is brought to you by Koyuchi, offering 100% organic cotton sheets that you will not want your brother sleeping on. Koyuchi online at koyuchi.com. And
how do they do with pomade? Because does the pomade wash out of the koyuchis easy?
Yes.
Okay. Or you could maybe wash up before you get in bed. I'm just thinking, you know, why would you want to put your gross, greasy head on your fantastic sheets?
It happens.
And it's washing out just fine?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I just wash it every weekend.
Oh, you have a problem with pomade?
Yeah. Have you met my husband?
I have. I just didn't realize that was like something he took to bed with him.
Yeah. Mm. I'm always like, get your head off my shoot.
Go get in your own bed on your own cruddy sheets. I got my Koyuchis on here.
Bring your pillow.
don't put your head on my pillow. Does it have a smell to it, the pomade?
No, it's just crusty.
Oh, whoa. I don't want to have a crusty pillow.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Koyuchi, for sponsoring the Celebrity Trash.
I mean, do you wipe all your makeup off and stuff before you go to bed?
I do.
Yeah.
Thank you
That's
for
the
asking.
Problem is, you know, women
girls
have like
actually have a beauty
steps
regime
before they go to bed. It's right. Like, oh, I'm going to start going to bed now. It's like,
I'll be there in a half an hour.
Dude, that is so funny because that is actually really true. Like, I got to start the process. I have, you know, 50 different things that I do before I can get, because otherwise I'll lay in bed and go, oh, I forgot to do this, and I got to get up and do it.
It's mostly the mascara. Yeah. I wear a little bit of mascara, but it goes a long way.
Yeah. And then you got to give warning too if you're like interested in having some you know, romantic time. You got to be like, can you not do like steps 7, 8, 9? Because that's like where this stuff comes out and it sometimes smells. Or you know,
I don't want
like,
you in the mask.
That's right. Yeah. Can we just you got to plan ahead.
You haven't been married long enough that you guys know exactly when that's happening.
No, I mean, I know when it's all happening.
Yeah, during
what
the week,
mean?
That ain't happening.
Oh,
like,
oh
don't
like,
worry.
Oh,
I'm going to go through my full regime.
Oh, no. Well, I'm a crazy schedule guy.
I'm a routine.
And you guys with the routines, dude. I'm all over
not
the place.
Not during the week.
You know?
That's messed up.
No, well, it's not.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
whenever.
If we go hard on the weekend, it's just not happening during the week. I got to go to bed. I'm not going
to
get all, don't, just
so
leave me alone. I'm busy.
Give it to him at 6 p.m.
Dude, I gotta eat dinner. I eat dinner, clean up. I don't want to do it on a full stomach. I do all my duties. I do all the duties.
On the weekend,
I am like a super trooper.
on the weekends.
Silence.
On the week. I am.
Wait, so Johnny, when is sexy time in your house?
I mean, optimally, I'm an early morning guy, but I understand that that's a, you know, so I'm like, can I wake her up? Can I wake her up? Can
I do you just like up? Try to like kind of cuddle
her the day.
Over
her
and
yeah?
Are
oh,
you
yeah,
like
hey, I just I'm a little cold. I'm like, you know, I just want to snuggle right now.
Yeah. She's like, I'm totally asleep.
But I understand that, you know, to keep it
lively.
No, to keep it like equitable, I gotta do evening. You know, make
sure.
that happen. But that's right. definitely more like. It, notwithstanding some night out or, you know,
something
sure,
that some gets you, like crazy thing
that
happened. Right.
Excellent. But, yeah. or just, but, so then, but that's a little more like not my total preference. Once right. I'm into it, I'm into it. But.
Well, the problem I find when it's like a weekend night or something is that I've been drinking and he's been drinking. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not
it
as.
It takes longer.
Takes longer.
To get warmed
up. It's a little
up.
Messier. Yeah. It's not as fun. It's just, you know. Sometimes there's a little whiskey happening.
All right, Pink. All right, Sarah, what stories you got?
Well, I'm going to start with, we talked about Ben Affleck a little bit an hour ago. Very little bit because we totally ran out of time. So it looks like Jennifer Garner went to his house yesterday, dragged him out of there and took him to rehab. He's been headed on a downward spiral. He actually was just in rehab last December. But he's been going kind of crazy. I mean, she was a pretty steadying force in his life, I think. And they separated about 3 years ago. I don't believe they were divorced, but she filed about a year ago. And look, they've got kids together. They're always going to be together. He's always going to be in her life and vice versa. So.
And they're still married. And he's got a new girlfriend. Don't leave that part out.
Right.
I know. Was it the Playboy Bunny that was the overkill?
I don't know. But Shauna Sexton is the name of the girl mm-hmm. that he's most recently been photographed with. She is one hot POA. I mean, Jesus, she's smoking hot.
Yeah, she
like,
is.
It's good. I don't care what else happens. I said this earlier. It is good to be Ben Affleck. Like, the level that he is pulling. So, and the chick before him was a, you said a writer for SNL?
SNL, yeah.
I don't have her name right in front of me.
I want to say Linda, but that's not Lindsay, blah, blah, blah.
It's almost like an odd name, like Lindus or something.
Is this going to happen to Pete Davidson? You know, Ariana's like all into the, you know, the writer mind and all that stuff. And then she's going to date like
no,
a baseball player or
I
something like
Pete
that.
I think Pete Davidson and Ariana
you know,
Grande are forever. Actually, I think
we
I gave them.
We actually have a list here of how long they're going to last, Johnny. We do a poll.
Oh, yeah.
Mine already went. I said
I
August
that.
10th. Yeah. So it's been a while. Do you want to make a guess August how long they'll be
oh,
together?
Oh, should I put Johnny on the
sure,
list?
Put Johnny on there.
Okay, let me see.
Tell,
how,
tell
how
everybody.
How old is she?
23.
Like, and
yeah,
him?
Something like that.
Right around the same age, 24 maybe.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Ben Affleck has 6 movies coming out, by the way.
Oh, man.
6 movies.
And he's in
that's
rehab.
That's stressful.
Go ahead.
2 of them have to do with the Batman.
Oh,
really?
Because he's contractually obligated to do all those comic book movies. Now
yeah,
he's going to
be in the
Batman.
Justice League Part 2, and then he's in a standalone film. By the way, he's not a good Batman, everyone.
I'm Batman.
His face is too fat for the mask.
Well, yeah. He has actual chunklets coming out underneath
yeah,
the mask.
It's not good.
Well,
it's
maybe that's why look. Rehab will be a great idea for him. Skinny down his face a little bit.
Yeah.
Can't they suction out fat from your face?
Yeah, well,
sure.
it's just too puffy. His face is too puffy for the mask.
And
well, he's drunk
piece.
Batman.
He's got
I mean.
The hair piece going on. So
what's
yeah, but
the
other
one? He's got the helmet on. So.
I know.
Go ahead, what?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, he's... If he's just cranking, like, what do you think is, like, what does he command per movie, Hooman? What's his?
Oh, he makes
at least 20
good
mil.
Good money.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's cranking. Where's his, he should just be, like, fit with his trainers all over him all the time.
I know, you'd think he'd just be able to hire a team of people
going
to
off,
keep booze away from him.
Working hard.
Fend off the beers.
Well, at least counterbalancing it with a nasty routine. Like
right.
A nasty workout routine.
Right, like, put
you know,
other things into
even
your
even if you're
life.
Hungover, man, you get in there and sweat it out, right?
Right.
And get going if you got the means, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean,
yeah.
There's no excuse to be puffy when you have $1 billion.
Yeah.
Do you want
to go ahead?
You want to guess how much he's worth, man?
I'll say 190.
Oh, I was going to say 75.
190 million.
No way, no way. Because just this morning it came out that the highest paid actor is...
Don't say who
oh,
it is.
We
save that till the end.
Okay. Yep. And the second place was like 180 million. And I won't tell you who it is.
No, but this is what they're worth.
Right,
that was just
his
what they
worth,
got paid. His net worth. I'm saying he's worth 190 million.
No, I think this is net worth too.
All right, so
no,
how much?
No, this is what they made last year.
Oh, okay. Okay,
that's,
you know this.
That's what's crazy about these people. That's not what they're worth. That's what they made last year.
Oh, got it. Okay, okay, okay. So, yeah, then I don't know on the athlete.
Take a guess.
Yeah, so.
What's he worth?
What's he worth?
Yeah, his net worth
like
right
all
now.
His assets?
Yep, everything.
That's impossible.
No, we can get it.
Jeez. Yeah, but from what source?
From
nobody knows that, like,
where,
for real.
Where are you getting that? What source are you going to get it from?
It's usually Forbes, but this one isn't Forbes. I read this article that's comparing his net worth to Jennifer Garner's net worth.
Oh.
And why they're not getting divorced.
Okay.
Tell us what they're...
Jennifer's worth 60 mil.
I was thinking that Bet Affleck's like, you know, I guess he has producer credits and stuff like that.
Sure.
I think he's probably less than that.
I think he's closer to 200 million.
50. All right, 50 mil.
It's 105 roughly.
Oh. So
I said 75.
Half of what I said. Yeah, you were the closest.
I see 130 at Celebrity Network.
Yeah, it changes. It fluxes with him.
Okay.
Well, you know, you have a good day on Wall Street, and you have that kind of money. You could go up $20 million.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So he checked into a Malibu rehab. They've got a meditation dome and horse therapy. Mm-hmm. Sounds really hardcore.
Uh-huh.
So they arrived there right after she stopped at Jack in the Box to pick him up, a last meal. He's also, let's see, Amanda Bynes did time there, Brooke Muller. Mm-hmm. That was Charlie Sheen's ex.
Yeah.
Interestingly, the rehab's website has a whole section on celebrities who've rehabbed there. Like, come here, this
really?
Is where Ben Affleck goes. That seems...
They got a roster?
Apparently. Okay.
Client list?
The Canyon.
It seems like the best rehabs are you go across the country or out of the country. You don't set someone in their...
10 minutes from their house.
Atmosphere, right. Yeah.
The
how
Canyon
much? How
Peace
much for
Park.
A week?
It doesn't say. It's
20,
not cheap,
30.
I'm sure.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like
what do people usually stay for, a month?
At the very least.
Okay.
It seems like a 90-day to 120 days is best.
Jesus.
Remember that sex rehab place that Harvey Weinstein went to in Switzerland?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kusnatch?
Yeah.
Remember Kusnatch?
Kusnatch. We thought that was a great name for
that
a sex addiction place.
It's
perfect.
You guys are so deep.
We are.
You
guys, listen, you know, really, you want to know what we're doing?
You like the complex stuff.
We're helping our listeners.
Thank God we never go in the gutter.
If there's a listener that's having sex problems and wants to go out of the country, now they know to go to Kusnatch.
Yeah.
We're pointing them in the right direction.
It's catchy. And when you need help, you need something that pops into your mind right away.
That's the one you're going to think of. What's that one?
Send me to Kusnatch. Oops, I did it again.
I got to go back to Kusnatch. Oh, good times. All right, so I have the list of the world's highest paid actors.
Oh, are we ever going to do the Led Zeppelin thing?
No,
or no,
we're not going to get to that today.
Okay, great.
We're not going to do it today. Maybe I'll do it today. I doubt it.
It
doesn't
matter.
We got a big movie review today, too, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
Don't
oh, my God.
About that.
Legit Tommy's coming in. You
Happy
guys
Time
were...
Murders. Happy Time Murders.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. Don't give me any clue about how you feel about
you
the movie.
You got it. You got
all right.
It. All right, so back over.
Okay, thanks. So this is the list of the highest paid actors. The person who is the highest on the list, this is a hint, and it sounds like you already know who it is.
Yeah.
This person did not even make a movie this past year.
Hmm.
Did not make a movie. You know what? It pays to get into the liquor business. Johnny, let's come up with like a killer, like rum or tequila or vodka or something.
Done.
And I mean, then we sell it in a few years for $1 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
I mean, duh.
That's, yeah, duh.
IOTA can have like a side business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some cocktail where you sprinkle like IOTA on the top of it and boom.
Duh.
Some salty something.
Yeah. The salty snow dog.
That's
yeah. Something
I like
that related.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Gold.
What's your liquor? What's the base liquor you like?
Vodka's my base liquor. Okay. Tequila, maybe second.
Uh-huh.
What about you?
I like all of those. I like rum a lot.
Yeah, rum. Well, rum is just so tasty in a tropical drink.
Yeah, absolutely.
No wonder you're going to Hawaii.
I don't even put it in tropical drink. Just drink it straight.
You'll just drink straight rum?
Yeah,
out of the bottle?
Yeah, my, 10 years in Puerto Rico, my dad introduced us to it.
Oh, you're Puerto Rican. I forgot.
And then I love it. And,
he's Puerto
I actually do. I shameless plug. I have a deal with Mount Gay Rum.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, they found me. I just happened to, like, love their product.
Mm-hmm,
and And so they're getting into skiing because they're really into sailing, but now they're getting into skiing.
Sure.
And so they're doing après-ski, and they have this new, like, black barrel. It's really good. They sent me to Barbados to check out the distillery last year.
Oh, that must have sucked.
What's it called? Mount Gay rum?
Yeah. I'm, like, tasting the rum from the barrels in this old, like, building up on top of this hill. Anyway,
you're like a pirate with a barrel of rum.
It was awesome. But I get down with whatever you want to do. Let's do it.
So if I only have vodka, you're okay.
I'm going to do a plug here.
Mezcal.
Oh, you know what? Johnny should be a rep for Tahoe Blue Vodka.
All right?
Oh,
shit. He's a rep for them.
I do rep for them, but you would be fantastic.
Oh, you got to get something from every kind. You got to get a gin
sponsor,
a tequila sponsor.
They donate back to Tahoe. Sure. They're amazing. The
I know their stuff. I know
freaking
their
great.
Stuff. Yeah, that's good.
Can you do a rum and a vodka at the same time?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. I don't know. Mount Gay is owned by Remy Cointreau, so they have a whole brand.
Stable of.
Exactly. I don't think they have a vodka brand, though, so carry on.
Oh, okay.
Carry on.
We did just take off.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Oh. Woo! Oh, here we go.
Wow!
All right. We gotta stop this. This is getting out of control.
We were out of control to begin with.
Oh, I almost lost my headphones. Ah, oh, so good. I just broke a sweat. That was my workout for
and
the day.
And that feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it feels good. Break a sweat.
Turn it up, turn it up. Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right. Okay, stop. Just stop. We've got to stop.
What was the story
it's too
we're
good.
Doing?
My wayward son. Stop it. We've got to stop.
You are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Oh! Okay, stop it. We gotta stop.
What was the story you started with?
Ben Affleck. The highest paid actor.
No. Oh, the highest paid actor.
I actually started another story. This is out of control. You know what? If Johnny comes in tomorrow, we're effing doomed.
Because it's Friday.
Well, at least you get to hear the Friday montage, too.
And
that's like, tell him to pick some
that's
songs.
A norm.
Yeah, get his songs. Get his
well,
songs
we have to see if
tomorrow.
He's coming in tomorrow.
He is.
He barely made it
category
into that.
Oh,
you know, Bryn brought up a
five.
Great point. Or a listener did, I should say. They were like, are you crazy? Like, the water's going to be full of runoff and brown stuff in the... You know, you don't go surfing after it rains because all the streets run off into the thing. It's like here I am picturing myself still floating in beautiful. What is it? I missed it. What'd you put?
Play it again. Did you hear that?
It's called a murky water.
Rest in peace, Steve Irwin.
You know Steve Irwin?
Yeah. So,
do you ever meet him?
So
like the water, even
yucky.
The beach is going to be full of like muddy water, which. So anyway.
Murky water.
Murky water.
Murky water.
Yeah, put your plans off.
Yeah.
No,
don't force it.
I'm not doing it. Trust me. If I can go, I'm going.
We need your dollars.
Dude, there's a warm Category pool. 5 hurricane.
It's Category 4 now.
Yeah, whatever. And by tomorrow it's supposed to be Category 1.
Hey, I chase storms for a living, brah.
What? Yes. We don't?
I'm bringing my surfboard.
When did this happen?
I mean, the winter storms. I chase it around the globe,
no,
man. I'm an extreme athlete.
And then you go, see,
quote
stop
unquote.
It.
Right? No,
swerving
no.
all night.
Can
Brandon
I just say one
that.
Thing? At a Category 4, do you want to guess the wind mile per hour?
130.
167.
Been reduced.
150. It's 150 miles per hour. I mean, come on.
Well, he's not flying into it today.
I fly down steep hills for a living, brah.
Dude, you're extreme.
I mean, 150 mile per hour is nothing on my nose.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
I give up. I just,
all right, what's
somebody
the
play carry
after?
On my wayward son.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, when he said carry on, it just sparked
all right.
it.
I was only kidding. Play Drake.
All right.
Oh, you got it.
That'll
dude.
Shut me down. Okay, stop.
Okay.
Are you riding?
Okay. All right, let her do the story.
Come on. I hate when you turn me off, Sarah. It's messed up.
Well, you keep playing songs I don't want. You know I didn't want Drake. Okay. Oh, my God.
All right, let her do the story, bro.
Yeah, because people are getting annoyed now. Yeah. Because I'm getting annoyed, so I feel like people might be... Okay, so I'm just going to count these down because there's no way I got time to go through all these. So I want people to know what the number... Number one...
Clooney.
Yeah.
No, start with
Clooney
10.
Is correct.
Oh.
George Clooney made $239 million last year, and he didn't even make a movie. Most of that is from... he sold the Casamigos tequila brand. Mm. But he got, of course, you know, millions through... his past work. Like,
yeah.
Are you in any movies? You get that quarterly residual
sure.
check for anything?
Yeah, not movies, but, you know, different things.
Right, so you
yeah,
get the quarterly. It's
amazing.
Like, and it's, sometimes it's good, but, you know, after it's been, like, I was in Cars and Flight, the Denzel
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
So I'll get, like, every quarter, I get a $14
right,
check.
Right.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, look at this. I'm still making money out of
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So $1 billion is what Casamigos sold for, and so he's personally netting $233 million.
Mm-hmm.
So easily high enough for number one highest paid actor, even though none of it was for acting. The Rock is number two.
Yeah.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Can I say one thing about George Clooney?
Yes.
He's got a new miniseries coming out on Hulu called Catch 22.
Oh, yeah.
Him
I was reading
and,
about that.
Kyle Chandler.
Oh, I love him from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. All right, back over to you.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson made $124 million. I think he did that Skyscraper one. He did Jumanji. Did
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in everything.
He's in everything.
I mean, yeah.
And
Ballers,
and I love yeah. I love his movies because he's like, F it. Let's go have some fun.
Yeah.
Let's just make movies that are fun.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. Boy, the Iron Man thing, that's really paying off for him. Mm-hmm. $81 million last year. Chris Hemsworth made $64 million. Jackie Chan made $45.5 million.
What's he doing?
Mostly from the Chinese box office and his endorsements there, but, you know, the dude's pulled $50 million bucks last year.
Killing it.
Will Smith made $42 million.
Hey.
What did he do last year?
Will Smith.
Was he in some movies? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
Hold on.
Bollywood actor.
But this clearly counts their other activities,
everything,
too.
Everything. So they're an actor, and no matter what money they made,
right,
it counts toward this total.
Hey, I just looked
Tom
up.
Cruise.
The Rock has, like... 14 movies coming out.
Of course he does.
One of them is San Andreas 2, I guess.
Oh, I love San Andreas.
Can you believe
that was a
they're
good
bringing
movie.
Another massive earthquake
how
in the
did
Bay
that
Area?
Happen?
I don't know. It didn't seem like there was much left after
you,
the
you
first
You felt
time.
Like that was the last earthquake we could ever have.
Well, here's the problem. In the first one, a tsunami breaks out
yeah.
and takes out the entire Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's left?
And most of the city. Well, it'll start with the Inland Empire. I guess that's what's left.
That's
right?
a great point. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
And you know, like where Coit Tower is like isn't just an island,
right? No. That's it.
Oh, and sorry, Will Smith okay. is coming out with like 7 or 8 movies next year. Bad Boys 4 is one of them.
Do you want to do a tease?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So so I know John's getting prepped for Burning Man.
Oh yeah.
Well, guess what? The Me Too movement has reached Burning Man now.
Oh,
so,
no, he better watch out.
We can talk about that a little bit.
Ding 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 ding. We're on, Johnny. In case you were going to say something that you don't want to say on the air. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosley is sitting in for Vinny for the rest of this week. Well, I don't want to assume that you're going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, trying to go to Hawaii, but it's not looking good.
Well, I wish you the best. Whatever the right thing is going to happen.
Yeah.
Whatever's supposed to happen will
Your
happen.
Your timesheet says you're going to be here.
Both good
oh.
options. Both great options, so I'm fortunate.
Both don't forget about the 150 mile per hour winds.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate
that. We certainly
that
love
you,
to have
actually,
you here.
I do appreciate that, and I feel the warmth. So
we care,
but,
bro.
But that music right there is making me think, yeah, dude.
Wouldn't I rather have a rum-based something or other?
And I was thinking that would suck to get in the water when it's been run off. One of the listeners pointed out it's going to be full of, like, mud. He even said the sharks like that.
Oh, no.
But then I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If I just sit in the hotel room with my wife for a week, like, I'd dig that.
Aw, that's sweet.
I dig that because my mother-in-law goes and the kids can, she like hangs with the kids. So
well, the pools will be fine, I'm
pools,
sure.
Pools, yeah.
Do you guys like get a suite or they have their own room?
No, we're all in the same room, yeah.
What, you guys do one room with the kids?
Yeah, yeah.
Where,
yeah.
What?
Damn, it's like my family.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just the way we've always done it, and you know,
yeah, they're not in the joining room.
We've never really done that. Put them in separate rooms.
Where's the sexy time?
But they spend a lot of time in my mother-in-law's room too.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. Hey, can you take the kids for 15 minutes?
Yeah, 12.
That's it.
Well, I don't know, Johnny. It's like 4.
8 minutes is the perfect time.
Depends what you're counting. You know what counts as. You know?
Oh, start to finish, 8 minutes. I mean, I'm thinking that that's absolutely perfect.
I read something that you need 15 minutes to prep.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Do you feel that you need 15 minutes?
Not me.
Yeah.
Her.
Oh. Don't let Sarah
like
lead
else
you.
Needs 15 minutes. Like, that's how long you should spend getting it ready, which is an eternity.
What is it?
Forever.
Huh? What is it? Oh, just,
you know, it.
Like,
Getting it ready.
Getting it ready. Know. Speaking of that, some woman did text in and say, can I say this?
I don't know.
If you have a question, do not say it.
Show it to Bryn. Show it to Bryn.
Just say whiskey.
Whiskey Jager.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's whiskey. Yeah.
And it
that's,
sucks.
I was trying to say that, but I couldn't really say it because I got through a bunch of.
Well, Pink says it.
Oh, yeah. And that one
song.
She says whiskey, D.
I have more than 2 drinks and I'm like dead down there and I'm not normally like that.
I know. It's very.
Is that, you mean it's not, you don't get any lubrication going?
No. It's just there's not as much
feeling. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Right.
And so sometimes like it takes him longer because he's been drinking.
Sure.
And it's not going to happen for me anyway. So this one is clearly for you.
Oh, God.
You got it, Hooman. So we like to do it when we're stone cold sober.
Well, that goes right into
the
Radio Alice Report.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Yeah. It goes right into your news report. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm trying to keep us on time.
Sure you are.
I'm hitting it right here.
We're like 10 minutes late then, Johnny.
Yeah. Are the bosses listening? Because I'm trying to run a show here.
Okay.
All right. He's all this screwing around. Mm-hmm. So Burning Man is struggling with the Me Too movement. This comes after 54 women in a Teen Vogue article said that they were harassed at Coachella.
Oh. Mm.
And so they're obviously trying to tackle it head on, and there's been some cases at Burning Man. And what I thought was interesting about it is that, you know, they're saying, well, just because we're sexually liberated doesn't mean we're, like, liberated in that way.
Right, like that doesn't mean you can touch anybody you want.
Right. They're saying, you know, touch someone with your eyes first before you with your body.
Ask for verbal consent.
That's right. So they're.
May I touch your arm?
Right.
May I touch your shoulder?
Exactly. So, and this, I know that you're. I know that you're. What was it?
Grab them by them.
Got it.
Go on.
Damn
it. I gotta turn my headphones up. I don't.
Yeah, you can crank them up.
But I know you're sewing like a mad woman. You're getting the
I am getting all ready.
Barter ready for John.
Yep. Admirable. You need things to trade.
Yep. Get the lights on the coat. We talked about
it. Oh yeah.
When he's leaving?
He's leaving sometime on Saturday. I think early Saturday morning.
Right. So here we go. So Watson is the director of the Bureau of Erotic Discourse. This is a camp on the playa.
Oh.
Whose sole purpose is to teach burners about consensual sex.
B-E-D, bed.
Ah, I didn't even see that.
That is very clever.
So, I mean, is that the type of camp you visit voluntarily? Like, do people stop in there?
I'm sure people do.
Dudes?
John says he... No, here's the thing with a lot of the sex stuff at Burning Man is that you can't just show up. A dude just can't show up.
Okay.
You have to have a partner with you.
Right.
Or I assume if you were gay, you'd have your gay partner with you or two girls maybe. I don't even know if a single... you know, single girls have an easier time getting in anywhere. But I don't think they'd let just a single dude wander around in these sections.
Sure,
there's
sure.
an orgy
but
tent.
But this isn't an orgy tent. This is like a...
This is just
this
a,
is an
a
educational camp.
Oh. Well, then maybe you can just go there.
Yeah, I think you can.
Does it say what the address on the playa is? I'll tell John.
Oh, is there? That's what I thought was funny. Anyway, they're trying to teach people that scandalous costumes and nudity shouldn't be considered an all-inclusive invitation.
No, oh God, no. John said he's never seen so much wiener in his life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there is Vika Victoria, who hosts underground men's salons in order to help male burners get in touch with different ideas surrounding masculinity.
Really?
I thought that would be a good clinic for you to sign him up for.
You feel like I should get online and sign him up for these things
hey,
and make appointments for him. Honey, I have your itinerary.
Here's your itinerary.
Save that article for her so she can take home.
Actually, let me have that. I will take that home to him.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I want him to have a crazy time. I want, you know, everybody in my life to have amazing experiences. And
yeah, it's awesome. It's absolutely. I thought that was just an interesting story.
Yeah,
it's,
I'll take that.
Yeah, no one's immune to the Me Too.
Yeah.
Enhance yourself.
I agree. There's, you know, in general, when you see something that's naked, it doesn't mean it's there for you to do with what you want.
No one wants
just
to come
out of
there with
that experience. Just because a girl dressed up hot, she's not looking for you.
Right. Unless she was asking for it. I'm kidding.
Like, that's specifically said, I would like you to get on
joke.
Top of me. That wasn't
that was
a funny
joke.
Johnny, that's not a funny joke.
Okay, shoot.
Oh my
edit.
God. Yeah, edit that out in post. Oh my god. Oh, you are in trouble.
I know.
That's just, it. Well, tomorrow for you.
No, he's on tomorrow
I'm out.
He's gonna have to take the fallout from it. So we'll find out how that joke went over when the techs start running it.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll find out. All right. What else you got?
Oh,
my god, we're gonna get to another story, Johnny.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go local.
All right.
Bryn, did you get that bicyclist?
I sure did.
Riding across the Bay Bridge.
Oh yeah, what happened?
Yeah, she was lane split. Look
at
that,
at this lady.
Check this out. We was gonna go up on Alice. What?
So she's on.
I'll put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
She's on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge.
Cars
flying by her.
Yeah, why not? Why is there not a bike lane on that bridge?
Oh, she is going. Yeah. Why isn't there? That is so. Can you imagine how many people would use that? It would be amazing.
Yeah, she's.
I really.
She's
feel like
keeping up with traffic. I mean, what's the problem? I thought they'd be like whizzing by her. She's fully keeping up. She's looking over her shoulder to change lanes.
What time of day is it?
Not using the proper hand signals.
Daytime, right?
But
it's definitely daytime.
I don't know.
But is it like
time,
the commute?
Like drive time?
Because that would explain why the cars might be going that slow because she's holding up traffic.
Shoot at.
So what was the matter here?
They can't have that be okay.
No, I know,
right?
But she was super distraught.
She was distressed. Yeah, so we don't know what the story is.
What
there,
about
but
the
that's...
naked guy like 2 weeks ago on 101?
Oh yeah,
going southbound towards Santa Clara, and he's riding his bicycle.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not
what
okay,
was up
man.
With that?
It's not okay.
Well, let me tie that into another story then.
Oh, oh my God, a third story?
Third story, believe it.
Go, Johnny.
This one isn't local, but life expectancy decline seen in U.S. and other high-income countries. And obviously, it's pointing to the opioid epidemic.
Oh.
A lot of overdoses, especially amongst younger kids. You saw Bethany Frankel's, like, did you see that?
Her husband died.
Her boyfriend.
On and off again, boyfriend. Yeah.
He
Dennis. Yeah. I forgot his last name.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I saw that.
It's because of, what is that, fentanyl? They don't know, but, you know, he doesn't seem like
mixture
the type of guy
drugs,
that.
Mixture drugs, yeah.
Like he right. called, you know, he was like. So, but it's pointing to, in the end, obviously, death and alcoholism, suicides have also increased, which is interesting. Rising midlife death rates from heart, lungs, digestive systems, other organs, all that stuff. Even rising pregnancy and early, you know, from pregnancies in early childhood, which shouldn't happen in a, you know, high
developed
income society.
Nation, right.
Like this researcher is saying something far reaching is affecting the health of Americans in the prime of their lives. And later on, they're kind of pointing to at the end of the day. You know, they're saying it's kind of like there's strong evidence that psychological factors often having social origins, including social exclusion, poor prospects for social mobility, high income inequality are the main contributors to these bad choices, especially in the lowest socioeconomic groups. So,
but the bottom line
is to tie it into the stuff you see kind of on a daily basis of people doing.
I blame Facebook.
I think sure. I mean, that's an easy scapegoat.
Losing it, you know, like it does seem like maybe because we're documenting our lives so much, you can actually go back and watch someone spiral. Like somebody, we lose someone, they die, and then you go back on their social media, go, oh, there were clues.
Yeah.
Oh, we could see this coming. Although I think some of the opioid stuff, like someone just gets hurt. And they wind up on these painkillers.
Yeah.
And you said it yourself. Like, you've been in pain before, and those things are freaking great. And then the next thing you know, you're
Absolutely.
You've got a problem.
I've had enough surgeries, and you know, you take that stuff, and it's like you can.
Then you're
kind of getting out of the injury phase where you could be, you know, not using.
Trying
it,
to wean yourself
like,
off.
Oh, have one of those and have a beer and go out. You know, it's like it happens, and then you start to realize, oh wow, it's like I'm thinking about that, even though I'm not. You know, it's
did you
easy.
Start thinking about it?
Well, what?
Like, did you, were you, you didn't need them anymore and you're like, oh man, if I wish I could get one of those, because then
yeah,
I would.
That stuff is addictive for sure. I mean, even on a short period cycle.
How
you know?
Crazy is for it? I sure. mean, so many people are addicted to these things.
Yeah, so.
Well, but, the problem is because they won't write you more prescriptions for them, so now you're getting street drugs to take care of it.
Well, yeah, that's the problem, actually. The doctors are now, have cracked the other way where they used to be giving it out
right,
know, all
like
the time,
candy.
And now they people are complaining they can't get it. Even
now you're in the alley
concerns.
Going, hey, mister.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Well, and for someone who wasn't having a problem getting it for a long time and maybe has ongoing chronic pain,
yeah.
And now he is fully bodily addicted to it. Like, you know, they give you a quick prescription for it. You're like, oh, that's fun, but it's not an ingrained part of your life. And you go on with your life without having to go get some heroin. Yeah. But someone who's had years of pain and all of a sudden their doctor cuts them off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good.
And but at the end, what just to bring it back up,
okay.
They're saying, you know, good knowledge of health risks and awareness about our own health status is key for a longer life.
Right.
So that's something everyone can do. Just, you know, get educated.
Health, it's health is so important.
All right, Sarah, we're looking at 7:54. What's coming up?
Thank you.
Crap, who is that?
That was professional.
Bango.
I got a big surprise for Johnny Mosley after these.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't have a thing. Look, oh my
oh,
God.
Oh, good it's thing just... I threw in the ooh.
I know. Do it one more time.
Ooh.
What?
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.